This is the original cistern building, which is where we get our whiskey from the distillery into these tanks and fill our barrels right here. And this building, along with most of the other structures here, have been around since the early to mid 1930s, when my grandfather and his brothers decided to build a distillery here. This was my great-grandfather's hog farm, and he raised hog and cattle here on this property. And this is, if I'm not mistaken, I believe this is the highest point in Nelson County.
Oh, wow.
So, which really aids in the maturation of our barrels because we get so much wind up here, as I'm sure you all saw on the walk over here.
So bringing back, so in the 70s is when distilling first stopped in the thing?
Right. The end of the 70s, early 80s is when my grandfather and his brothers retired and got out of the business, and then my father came on board. And this would be, he married into the family. So he took it over in, I believe it was 1981, and the distillery was not functioning at that time, so he was only doing the bottling and processing operations and aging in the warehouses, and mostly was doing export business. He did very little domestic business, actually, until some more people came on, such as myself, my brother, my husband, and so for a long time, we were mainly just exporting whiskey.
Mm-hmm. And so during the time you weren't distilling, where did the whiskey come from? Was it all from the warehouses?
We've got it from all kinds of sources, as many distilleries do. So we've gotten it from a number of sources, and still do today.
Well, and how did you decide this is Noah's Mill, this is Rowan's Creek, this is Johnny Drum, this is Willet? What was the decision process for what would become which whiskey?
Well, I would say that is probably a better fitted question for my father, because he's the one that came up with all of our brands, and he and my mother actually designed all the labels. They were drawn by hand by my father, so he would be a better person to answer that question. As far as the Willet brands that we have, however, that was a collaborative decision that our family made to basically return to the roots. So, for example, our Willet Pot Still Reserve, as I was explaining, it's an exact replica of our copper pot still, which my father designed. And then the Willet Family Estate bottlings, they can only be purchased if someone buys the contents of a whole barrel, which they select. It's one of the most customized barrel selection programs there is in the market.
Now, at what point was the decision to go ahead and restore the actual distilling and start distilling on your guys' own?
I would assume my father probably had that idea when he came onto the property in the early 80s. He actually met my mother because my father used to do a lot of the decanters that used to be out in the marketplace. He had a glass factory here in town. And he came here to do a bunch of decanters for my grandfather and what they were doing at the time, which was Old Bardstown. That's how he met my mother. I would say that probably when he took it over, he then knew he was going to restore everything back to its original state. He's gone way far beyond that, and started the restoration in the early 90s, I believe. And it was just completed. Well, I shouldn't even say it's completed, because as you see, we still have some additions and things going on. But we started making whiskey again this year in January, and barreled our first whiskey on January 27th, my grandfather's birthday.
How long will it be before that first whiskey starts finding its way out into the market?
I would say that with the rye, we would probably release that a little bit younger, perhaps starting at 3 years old, because rye, even at an early age, has so much flavor and complexity. Bourbon, however, I would not think that we would release any before 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And that would probably be the youngest that we would release, unless we decide to do some White Dog, which we are still having a family discussion or argument about that. So
what is the argument?
Well, some want it out there on the market, and some don't. So we're kind of at a crossroads with that decision.
Where are you on the camp on that?
I kind of change positions, different days, different moods. But I would like to release some of it, because I think that our White Dog is some of the best that there is around. And I think that a lot of people, ought to taste it and then see how it progresses as it ages and taste it at different intervals. I think that would be something really neat for someone to do.
Now, what you have plans beyond just the distillery here on these grounds?
That's right.
What are we going to be seeing in a number of years here?
We also have a mill building that's going up. We have a B&B that's next to that, and then we have a plantation house in the works that will also be in B&B, so people can come and stay on the property and be right here, where all the action is.
So as people do the trail, you'll be kind of a midpoint.
That's right, and they'll be able to have receptions and events and different things here. So.
Cool. Is there anything on the near horizon product-wise that we should be keeping our eyes out from you guys?
Not right now. I'm hoping to actually get rid of some things and consolidate because we're a little overwhelmed, but I don't think that right now we have anything new in the works. We have so much as it is, so.
What are some of the challenges being a small family, you know, an independently owned family business, kind of getting back into the original distillation of making bourbon?
Well, I would say some of the challenges, just like any family business, are that you are always working. Whether you're physically here or not, your mind is always working. So I don't think any of us sleep very well. We also have insomnia on both sides of the family, so that's not helping matters. And also, you know, I work with my husband, my brother, my mother, my father. So even at family functions, I mean, you're talking about work. Everything is work all the time. Fortunately, we all love it and we're very passionate about it. And I think that one of the positives of working with your family is A, you're not concerned about getting fired if you don't agree with what everyone says, you know, but B, everybody's working towards the same goal and everybody has such great passion for it.